There's an old adage, write what you know. I believe that's true. If you can make a story personal and make us laugh, cry, and think, then you've done your job. If you can do all three, then you've truly achieved true cinema. Celine Song's debut film, Past Lives, is a meditation on the journey of life. People come and go during different stages of our lives, and we have a common bond based on when you met. Think of it as a song. When you hear a song, sometimes you know where you heard it for the first time. You can instantly recall that memory that seems so lost, but the song or person triggered it. Past Lives plays on our emotions and our own past as a viewer. Nora and Haesung, two deeply connected childhood friends, are separated after Nora's family emigrates from South Korea. 2 decades later, they are reunited in New York City for one fateful week as they confront notions of destiny, love, and the choices that make a life. In this heartfelt modern romance, Past Lives, starring Greta Lee, Tae Yoo, and John McGrow. Director Celine Song is an immigrant herself. She immigrated to Canada and then to America, so she has three citizenships: South Korea, Canadian, and American. She's a playwright. She's been doing the playwriting for 10 years in New York. She decided to write a feature based on her own personal story of having her childhood sweetheart meet her in New York for a few days and introducing him to her husband. So based on that encounter alone, she based the script for Past Lives. The opening scene is from our perspective as an audience, and you hear a voiceover of a couple that's maybe on a first date, and they're observing Nora Haesung and her husband at a bar. And we zoom in, and we hear the voiceover, and it's a casual game that maybe we've played, people watching, where, hey, what are they doing? What's their relationship like? I bet they're together. But that's the third wheel. And we kind of get that spying voyeurism perspective that I really think that was an awesome way to start a movie. Then we cut back to early childhood in South Korea, where Haesung and Nora are young, and we see their bond and then the separation. Celine Song does a great job with the detail, giving her actors a lot to work with, the nonverbals. We see a lot of the pain, anguish, jealousy throughout the film, through the actors' eyes, through the physicality, the internal monologues come out, visibly to us as we're watching. And not only the details too, South Korea is a character in this. New York is a character in this. There's a particular scene later on in the film where we're on a boat to Ellis Island, but it's from the boat's perspective, and the camera's sort of floating as we're a passenger on the boat. And I just thought that was so cool to see the Statue of Liberty from that perspective and not just this commercial, usual drone shot or something. It was actually like level from the ground perspective, like as if you were there. Made me want to go to see Ellis Island now. Dialogue is minimal, but it's very impactful. There's no CGI here. It's character driven, dialogue, visually driven, small independent film here. Really feels like a Richard Linklater film, particularly the Before trilogy. Really enjoyed this one. Really got me thinking after watching it, and I had to buy the Blu-ray. Particularly wanted to listen to the director commentary by Celine Song and the actors, which is very informative. They give a lot of memories of stuff during the shoot, how hard it was, what they had to do on a tight budget, where they had to change certain shots, make them oneers, and just a lot of inside baseball here. It was great to really hear the director give her inspirations and really share her knowledge of the behind the scenes. There's also a lot of deleted scenes and a Bound by Fate Exploring Past Lives featurette. So I really recommend those special features on here. Picture quality wise, looks fantastic. Originally, I watched it on Paramount Plus, where I could have sworn this was shot on digital, but then I watched it on Blu-ray and the picture quality was that much better, and you could really see the fine details. Past Lives was shot on film, and to my surprise that there was grain and it was pleasant. It really felt like photography. There's some magnificent shots here with shadows and sunsets and cityscapes that really provide the mood for Past Lives. And the score is really great too. I really felt impacted by the whole journey and the attention to details. Past Lives has been nominated for Best Picture and Original Screenplay. I'm really excited to see. Maybe it'll win for original screenplay. I doubt it'll win for best picture, but it was one of the best movies that I saw last year. Have you guys seen Past Lives? Did you guys pick up this Blu-ray? Let me know in the comments below your thoughts on Past Lives. And as always, this has been Return of the Disc. I'm Dan.